Day 2, Perfect Power in Weakness.
Devotional.
Our culture celebrates strength, achievement, and having it all together. We carefully curate our public image, hiding anything that might reveal our struggles or failures.
But God's kingdom operates by a completely different set of values.
In God's upside-down kingdom, weakness becomes the very channel through which His power flows most powerfully.
When Paul pleaded with God to remove his thorn in the flesh, God responded with the profound truth, His power is made perfect in weakness.
Not despite our weakness, but through it. This truth liberates us from the exhausting work of pretending. We don't need to have it all together.
In fact, our brokenness becomes the canvas on which God displays His redemptive work. When others see God's power flowing through our acknowledged weakness, they witness something far more compelling than human perfection. They see divine transformation.
Today, consider what might happen if you stopped hiding your struggles and instead surrendered them to God as channels for His power. Bible verse: But He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness.
Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
2 Corinthians 12:9. Reflection question: How might God's power flow more freely in your life if you stop trying to appear strong and instead embrace your dependence on Him?
Quote, My power, God's power is made perfect in weakness. How often do we try to put up a good front, hide everything that I don't like?
Hide the weaknesses, hide the failures. Just go, man, what I want you to see is a guy who's got it all together. God said, My strength is made perfect. When people realize your weakness, then they can see me. Prayer, Lord, I've spent so much energy trying to appear strong and capable. Today, I acknowledge my weakness and limitations. I invite your perfect power to flow through my imperfections.
Use my brokenness to display your glory in ways my strength never could.
Amen.